105 Drive with Julian Clover.
So it's Alex Fest and it's getting underway at about 6 o'clock at the Alexandra Arms, affectionately known these days as the Alex on Gwydir Street. And a little earlier on, Ed Barker, who's landlord at the Alex, came in and told me what he had in store. Ed, welcome back to Cambridge 105, and it's ahead of the Alex Fest, which is across the weekend. When does it start and finish?
That's right. So it's this weekend, 3rd to the 5th of July. The first act is at 6 o'clock on Friday evening.
And that's our friend Elliot Porter, I think.
That's right, yeah. And he'll be playing a nice little acoustic set in the back garden at the Alex on Gwydir Street. And we've got six acts playing on Friday night, finishing at around 10:30.
Now, it doesn't feel a year since you did it last time around. That's because it isn't, because it was last autumn time, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's right. So, this time last year, we'd been in the pub about 6 weeks. We were fairly new, and we were just sort of getting our feet under the table. So when we ran Alex Fest last year, you're right, it was in October. But this year, and moving forward, we'd like it to be a nice summer event, hopefully make the most of the good weather.
And let's hope so, that it keeps fine across the weekend. What have you changed since last time around? Because there's comedy, I noticed, which there wasn't at the last set.
Yeah, that's right. We've just sort of amped it up a little bit. So for those who came last year, they'll remember we had quite a large stage in the back garden at the pub. And then we had a small sort of little acoustic stage inside. This year, we've gone a little bit bigger. So we're putting in the Gwydir Street Enterprise Centre, where your lovely studio is, and we are sitting right now. We have licensed that, and we are putting the main stage out there on the Saturday. So for the Saturday event, you've got the stage in the back garden at the Alex, and you've got the stage over here in the Gwydir Street Enterprise Centre, along with a food park and an outdoor bar. Yeah, we've just tried to make the event a little bit bigger. Gives us a little bit more diversity with who we can perform and what acts can perform, and hopefully we can draw the bigger crowds.
How are you going to separate it? What's going to be in the pub and what's going to be outside here?
So this stage out here is designed to play to a larger crowd. So the bands are, it's more of the bigger bands on the stage at the Enterprise Centre, and then in the pub it's more of the more intimate sort of act playing more of the acoustic stuff.
Okay, that makes sense. No, it's not to annoy the neighbours too much. And who have you got? Who's actually? I always want to say who's on the bill, but it makes me sound like a 1950s fairground organiser when I say something like that.
But yeah,
who have you got coming up?
So we have
who's headlining? That's the phrase I need to learn.
We've got a few acts that for those who came last year will remember. But we've got some new guys, new to the build, Two Cool Kids, they're headlining. And then, of course, we've got the fabulous Abstracts headlining on the Saturday night.
Yeah, no, looking forward to that. I wonder if I get to do some backing vocals again.
Yeah. And then, I guess, new for this year as well, we've also got a live comedy set being played on Sunday. Again, it's in the back garden at the pub. It's been organised by the fantastic Amanda Kelleher, who has performed at the Fringe Festival a good few times, and she'll be performing there on Sunday with her comedy crew, the Cutlery Crew. And then we've got the fab Viv Groshop, who's headlining on Sunday evening, who is picking up quite a bit of critical acclaim across the comedy circuit, so I'm really looking forward to seeing her.
Sounds good. And the food, that's important to the Alex, you know, the whole other 12 months of the year, but it must put tremendous pressure on your kitchen, but I guess compensated for by the fact that there'll be additional outlets.
Yeah, that's right. So this year we've gone for the street food scene. There are three street food kitchens coming down here on the Saturday, so as well as the burgers you can get from our kitchen, we've got We've got a Caribbean kitchen, Peruvian street food, and a little guy selling dumplings.
And then, dumplings?
Yeah, like Chinese-style dumplings.
Okay, that sounds good.
Yeah, yeah. And then in our kitchen, just to make sure people get fed in a reasonable amount of time, we'll be running a reduced menu, but still, of course, centred around our fab burgers.
Yeah. In terms of what this does for the pub, I'm assuming it raises the profile. I was just wondering, because, you know, there was the whole thing when Sky started showing the football on a Monday night, and now it seems like all the time that was used as a means to get people in. Food has become an increasingly important part of the pub. But now this sort of extra dynamic that you're adding in, and I'm wondering where the benefit comes. Obviously, it's a whole load of hard work. Across the weekend, that goes without saying. But are there long-term benefits for you in terms of, I don't know, people coming back?
Yeah, I mean, definitely. You know, these days, the whole hospitality industry and one thing's changing. And
well, it's called a hospitality industry. It didn't used to be. It just used to be going down to the pub.
Yeah, I suppose so. But, you know, the whole industry's changing, and what people expect from pubs is changing. You know, gone are the days where it would be all the sort of workmen coming out of the factory and drinking six pints of mild before going home to their wives. Is, you know, it's different, and they're becoming almost, you know, back as a social hub for the community. So, you know, you've got to be prepared to offer something back to the community, and you know, and some pubs do, you know, regular sort of live acoustic music. I mean, unfortunately, where we are, I don't think I would last very long with my neighbours if I was playing a band every weekend, you know. But they think
when I used to live in a flat in London, you know, you could forgive the neighbours one party a year,
yeah,
but you didn't want to have it every week.
Exactly. And, you know, there are plenty of pubs around here doing a pub quiz and a steak night and a curry night and one thing or another. So this was just our point of difference. And it's something that I've only ever seen done once in a pub before. It was the quite well-known Frog and Parrot in Sheffield, when I was there as a student. They used to do a festival called Frogstock, and it was a very similar format, although I think we've sort of elevated a little bit. I mean, there was about six bands played on a weekend and whatnot, and I think it was sort of brave for us or stupid, one of the two.
How many have you got again altogether?
20. There's 20 bands playing and 7 comedy acts.
Goodness, that's a tremendous logistical exercise. Mm. Not to mention all the other stuff on top of that.
Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, for us, you know, it brings people, it gives us a reason to shout about what we're doing. It brings people to the area that wouldn't necessarily come to the pub. It raises our profile, and hopefully, you know, those people like what they see and they come back.
Okay, well, that's grand. Ed, thank you very much for coming in to Cambridge 105. We'll be around, of course. We don't have much choice, really, as it's coming to us in the car park. Summer Saturday, of course, is going to be broadcasting some of the music live, and I know we're going to be recording other bits and pieces as well.
That's right, yeah.
That's grand. Thanks again.
Cheers.